if you're a young guy and you are focused on your goals and getting things done, which you should be, it's important to get the basics right. And I thought that it would be a good idea to do some super basic stuff. A lot of you look like dirty students. You don't have a habit of keeping yourself clean and tidy and well put together. A lot of people have never really been taught how to do it properly. They just go and they'll squirt some nonsense like Lynx, what's it called today? Axe body spray and shit like this all over your body, thinking that it's going to make you that it's going to make you clean in some way, or at least smell better. But it won't. It just makes you smell like a cunt and is full of weird chemicals that reduce your testosterone. You need to stop doing this shit and start to do something. Develop a habit about hygiene and being clean and presentable in a way that is super simple, and in a way that you can come across as somebody who's got their shit together. It's about self-respect, and it's about being able to communicate to yourself and the world that you are a capable and worthwhile human. Otherwise, you look like a bum. If you look like a bum and you smell like a bum, nobody is going to take you seriously. If you have bad breath, your ears are minging, you've got bad body odour, no matter what you say, people are not going to take you seriously. Doors will not open for you. Humans are social creatures, and we make judgments on people all the time. And this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. To discriminate is a good thing. And we discriminate about things all the time. People discriminate about food, for example. They like some things, they don't like other things. People also make judgments as soon as you meet somebody. If somebody's got really bad breath, if somebody has dirty nails, if they smell bad, if their hair's always a bloody mess, then these people, even if they are contenders, they're just not taken fucking seriously. Because the fact is that somebody who has the appearance of not looking like they have their shit together, so that they can't even shower and look after themselves, is unlikely to be able to do anything else competently. It's an outward expression of your uselessness and the fact that you don't really give a shit about the way that you present yourself to the world. This is completely absurd. If you're an adult, then you need to be able to dress yourself. You need to be able to look presentable. And step one in coming across as somebody who is a serious human being is not looking and smelling like a bum. A lot of you are finishing up at school. You're either finishing your A-levels, you're finishing university, and you will be used to dressing like a bum and getting away with looking like a bit of a bag of shit. Your clothes probably don't fit you properly. You've possibly got logos all over the place. You've got some weird fucking hairstyle with, I don't know, fucking lines in your head and stuff like this. And all it does is that you look like a child. You just look like a child. Who wants to work with a child? Right? It's a kind of display of incompetence. It's not cool. It's not clever. It actually works against you. You are sandbagging yourself. What I'll deal with today is just basic hygiene, being able to look after yourself, save a lot of money, and going about doing this in a way that is competent and professional and doesn't totally fuck up your testosterone. Because everything, when it comes to all of these skin products, and whether it's soaps and shower gels and hair products, a lot of this stuff is really, really bad for the male body. It's full of all kinds of shit and weird chemicals. So there are some general principles about looking after yourself as a guy. You want to avoid all of these chemical-laden things at any cost. You want to keep things simple. There's no need to spend lots of money on it. And you want to be able to have like a cleaning system, if you like, that is something that you can use essentially forever. You don't need to experiment with this and that and the other. Haircuts. I have no hair. I didn't think about talking about this, but guys who are losing their hair, fucking shave it off. do not go about trying to fix this particular problem using all of these, what's it called, regrow, regain, and things like this. These are essentially, they enhance what's called DHT testosterone, and these are hormonal disruptors that you put onto your head that messes with your hormone system in order to help you lose less hair. Be a man about it. If you're losing your hair, do not try and cover it up. Just shave it off. No one gives a shit. If you do have hair, or you've got good hair, don't do anything flashy about it. What you want to do, the sort of general principle, and this is the same thing with clothing as well, is that you don't want anything that's especially flashy. If you're a man, you're all about your actions. Keep things based around simplicity. It's a feminine thing to do to have something that is flashy and stuff that's really bold. You just need to look smart and tidy. Keep it simple. You're not a woman, you're a young man. Keep it short, keep it tidy, keep it neat. Don't put loads of shit in your hair so it's shiny and this and that. For fuck's sake, don't colour your hair. The other thing that you need to do with your hair is to make sure that you've got some nose hair clippers. Use those clippers, get some, make sure that you trim your nose hair at least once a week. Trim your ear hair if you have it. Have a quick blast around your ears. Have a quick blast around your nose, around your nostril. Get rid of those stray hairs. Keep it tidy. A lot of these have got little fittings and so on where you can trim your eyebrows a bit. Just be careful, obviously. If you are losing your hair, get yourself a pair of clippers yourself and just DIY it. You don't need to go anywhere else. While really good, they've got a lithium battery one. You need something with lots of power in it. Do not get a cheap shit hair trimmer from Philips or something like this. You want to get something which is ideally powered by the mains that you can plug in, so it's got a good motor on it and it'll last you for decades. These are the ones that you use in the hair shops. They'll cost you about 70 quid, 70 or 80 quid, something like this. But you'll spend that money and you'll have it essentially for the rest of your life. You can maintain it and so on. And you'll never need to spend money at the hairdresser again. Obviously, you'll need to go to the hairdresser if you've got hair, but make sure that you keep it simple and keep it neat and just get into the habit of doing it whenever you need to do it. Every couple of weeks, whatever it is, get your hair cut, keep it simple, do not be flashy. Nails, looking after your nails. People notice this. Women notice this. They notice it immediately. If you've got bad nails, it makes you look like just a dirty bastard. So get yourself some decent nail clippers. You probably need two kinds of nail clippers. You'll need nail clippers, obviously for your fingernails, but also for your toenails as well. There are two kinds that you can get. You get these big sort of like pliers for getting into the corners of thick nails, especially for your toenails. Big toe can get kind of thick and disgusting. So you want something big like that and just a normal pair of nail clippers. There's a fantastic company that is called Clicks, I think. I'll link all of this stuff in an Amazon list or something like this in the description of the video. Actually, I'll list everything in here, so it'll save you messing around. You can just go directly there and have a look at all of the different products and things like this that you can use. Do not get cheap shit. When it comes to hardware, like hair trimmers and nail clippers, things like this, make sure that you get something that is going to last a long time and something that can ideally be maintained where you can get replacement parts and so on. If after 10 years you need to get a new set of trimming pieces for your clippers, then you can just do that and spend a tenner and it'll just go for another 10 years. So look after your nails once a week. Normally, for example, it might be a Sunday, something like this. Have like a massive clean up, give yourself a really good scrub and whatnot. Make sure you cut all of your nails, do your nose hair, do your ear, trim your ears, trim your brows, get your toenails cut, and so on. Give yourself a really big, major clean up at least once a week where you're able to cut your nails as well. When it comes to soap, stop using all of this weird chemical laden crap. you want to go as trad as possible. You want something that is really simple and that's not going to mess up your testosterone, that's not going to wreck your skin with some weird list of chemicals. Some of the stuff that's inside these some of the stuff that's inside these heavily promoted soaps is just insane. Avoid it. Same with moisturizing cream. Just avoid it. Go trad, go simple, save yourself a shit ton of money, get yourself a few blocks of the carbolic soap is really good. It's very cheap. The other soap that's really good is something like the pine tar soap or the coal tar soap. It's really clean, it's really simple, it's cheap. It'll cost you £1 for a bar of soap, okay? It'll last you for ages. Avoid all of this other 3-in-1 crap and everything else. A really good thing to do for guys is to have a body scrubber. They're really, really good. They get all of the dead skin cells off your body, which are made in Japan, and they're actually really rough, and you can literally scrub yourself. You only need a little bit of soap. So you can put a little bit of soap on that and you can just scrub your body. It'll get rid of all the dead skin cells and you'll be super clean. When you finish cleaning yourself and whatnot, it's always a good idea to finish with cold water. People are real pussies about this, which is a good reason for you to do it. But also, it's really good for you, makes you feel better. When you take a shower, especially if it's a hot shower, have a nice hot shower, scrub yourself, simple soap, nothing complicated, pits and bits focused. Can't fucking talk. And then when you're done, rinse yourself off with cold water. Just get it done. It feels like shit for the first 3-4 times, just a couple of minutes with some cold water, wash yourself off with that. You'll feel refreshed. Weird thing is that afterwards, your body reacts in a way that actually makes you feel warmer afterwards. Just 2 minutes is fine. This is something that was popularized way back in the day with the original James Bond books, and that you could imagine actually that he's the kind of character that would do this. You have a hot shower, you get yourself scrubbed off. Keep it simple, and you finish with cold water. Go for a couple of minutes with cold water, and that's how you shower. That's it. That's how you do it. Obviously, brush your teeth all the time. People know about this, obviously. But what they don't know about is get a tongue scraper. It'll cost you, I think you can get them for about £4 for a copper tongue scraper off Amazon. Get yourself a tongue scraper and use the tongue scraper every time that you brush your teeth. You just chuck it in there, keep it with your toothbrush, take it out, stick your tongue out, scrape all of that shit off your tongue. It is minging. It can be minging. You think that your mouth is clean until you use a tongue scraper and it takes all the dead skin cells and junk and goo off your tongue. It makes your mouth smell fresher, it's healthier, it's cleaner, and girls notice. Everybody notices, but girls are hypersensitive to smells. Lots of guys aren't very sensitive to smell. But you are never going to make any progress with a girl if your mouth smells like shit. Use a tongue scraper, get rid of all those dead skin cells and all that shit. Everybody should be using one of these. Shaving your face is something that's unique to guys. Disposable razors are fantastic for shaving your balls and keeping your cock clean and woman friendly. But when it comes to your face, you should be using a safety razor. A safety razor, for those of you that don't know, is like an old school trad razor. You can take the blades out, screw it back together. They're made of stainless steel, typically. You can get some for cheap. I wouldn't do that. I would get something, spend about 30 quid, 35 quid, get a safety razor. There's some great companies like Cool and Mercure. You can get these on Amazon as well. You will use this for the rest of your life. You will never need to get another bit of shaving kit. The blades are cheap. You can get 100 blades for about a tenner. It'll essentially last you forever. You will save so much money. Don't waste your money with these stupid fucking disposable razors. Don't do it. It's a stupid thing to do. Learn how to use a safety razor, and it's a much more It's a much more masculine thing to do as well. It's nice. It's like having these things, these bits of hardware. If you've got a decent stainless steel safety razor, there's something a little bit ritualistic about doing it. When it comes to shaving soap, sometimes if I'm in a hurry, typically what I'll do is when I take a shower is I have a little mirror, plastic or I think it's polycarbonate mirror that's stuck to the glass of the shower. So you can get yourself a little mirror, you can have that and simply shave in the shower. Sometimes I will use soap. I will just rub a bit of soap. I only obviously shave my throat and just across my cheeks. So you can use that. You can use shaving cream. But again, this is a black hole for loads of money. A better thing to do is to get something like an Arco shaving stick. These are made in Turkey. They haven't changed for the last 50, 60 years. They cost the square root of fuck all. You can get a box of six of these shaving sticks that will last. It'll last you a couple of years. It really will last you a couple of years and it'll cost you about £8. Have the stick, quickly rub it on. You can get yourself a shaving brush if you. Or you can just use the stick and just use your hand. You don't need to spend a lot of time over this sort of thing. Don't get a nylon cheap ass shaving brush. Spend a little bit more money and get one ideally made out of badger hair. Badger hair is it's got a particular consistency where it's soft but it's not too soft. It's stiff but it's not too stiff. It's kind of the Goldilocks material to make shaving brushes out of. And again, it'll last essentially forever. So you've got a razor that'll last forever, and you've got a shaving brush that will last forever. And by spending £10, you've got years of shaving paid for. Again, don't use a safety razor to shave your cock. This is a horrendously bad idea. You will end up bleeding all over the place and making a terrible bloody mess.
You're hurt real fucking bad, but you ain't dying.
If you're shaving your balls and looking after yourself down there, then just use a normal disposable razor. They're just easier to use. You can just whack it around a few times. So don't use a safety razor on your balls. You'll be bleeding out. Don't do it. So you're shaved. You've scrubbed, quick bit of cold shower. You need to get a bit of moisturizer onto your face because you've just shaved and you shave every day. You do not need to spend a lot of money on this. A couple of good companies, you can get like a big tub of E45 moisturizer cream for about £6, £5 or £6. Another really good company is a company called CeraVe, 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 a little bit more expensive. Both of these things are really simple, they're not complicated, there's no weird shit inside them. You can just get those, you can get half a litre or even a litre, and you can use that essentially for years. You do not need anything else. After that, you need to make yourself smell decent. Do not use any of these body sprays and antiperspirants. They're just disgusting. They're disgusting. They smell of chemicals. You're going to smell like a chav at the end of the day. Instead, get yourself something decent, some decent fragrance. You can spend a lot of money on getting good fragrances, but good fragrances have lots of clones. There are some good copies. There's a couple of companies. There's KDP. You can find it online. I'll put a link in the description. And Perfume Parlor, who's really good. Both these companies use natural ingredients and they make clones of well-known fragrances. Or you can get the well-known ones. Don't overdo it, don't underdo it. You'll figure it out over time. But you need to smell nice. The stuff that makes you smell nice and makes you smell clean is something that you get from fragrance that you put on that's made of something natural. You don't get it from nice smelling moisturizers and soap that's full of strange, cheap chemical fragrances. Okay, what you do instead is use the fragrance itself.
And a musk up.
So you want to have at least two fragrances, one for the summer and one for the winter. Really good things to go for is something like Summertime is Tom Ford Neroli Portofino. Smells really clean and fresh. Hermes H24 is a bit more modern. Well, they're both. It's much of muchness. You need two. For the wintertime, you want something which is a bit more meaty. Leather smells are fantastic. Again, Tom Ford Tuscan leather or ombre leather is really fantastic, something with Ode in it. I'll put these in the links again in the description so that you can see what's what. You don't need to spend a fortune on this. I think Neroli Portofino is going at 125 quid for 30 mil. But you can get a clone of that for about 15, 16 pounds.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Get yourself that, invest in that, and just give yourself a few squirts. A bit on the chest, a bit on your wrists, on the back of the neck. Done. Then you're done. You smell good. You're really clean. All of this process should take you about 10 minutes. 15 minutes max. Everything. Simple things. Keep yourself clean. Get into the habit of doing it. Keep yourself polished and looking and smelling good by default nearly all of the time. That is a foundational, that your baseline standard. Clean towels, clean bathroom. If you've got mold on, if you've got tiles and they're all brown, the grout and so on, get yourself a bottle of bleach spray and just clean that shit off there. You can't have a girl coming around and having some minging bathroom which looks like a homeless prick has been living in it for years. It's disgusting. With dirty, smelly, mildew towels. This is super, super obvious. Sort your life out. Get that done. Be clean. Be smart. Be presentable. And smell good. Next time, what we'll do is I'll do another video on clothing as well. Because, man, a lot of people, they just look like assholes. You need to know how to dress like a man. And it's normally wouldn't be a complicated thing to do, but for some reason, people who actually dress like a man are really, really rare. And when you do follow these things that I'm telling you about, just super basic stuff about hygiene, about smelling good, about looking like you have your shit together, girls love it. They love it. They love it. It's because it's so rare. And it's so easy. It's so easy to do. It makes you noticeable, not just amongst women, but amongst everybody else. Everyone notices it because most people just look like bums. They look like shit. They look like they don't have their shit together. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel like you have got your life together and make you prepared for going forward and making things happen and taking action. If you found any of this stuff useful, then make sure that you subscribe. You can look at some of the other videos. Probably a good one to go to would be the basic male physical requirements, especially if you're a younger guy. You should be able to meet those physical requirements. You should be able to meet these basic hygiene requirements. And this way, you're able to continue to go forward in your life in a way with a foundation and a baseline of physical capability and also basic hygiene habits that you will never need to change. It's done. Box ticked.